The ongoing migration crisis has deeply divided the European Union. Some countries say too many are coming to the EU. Others don't want to take asylum seekers at all. And as borders close, thousands of migrants are getting stuck in Greece, which doesn't have the resources to shelter them. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Hundreds of families from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria are camping out at two aging passenger terminals in Piraeus, the port city next to Athens. Babies sleep on donated blankets while their parents line up for food. Kedi Sumoki brings spaghetti to his wife and two children, ages 1 and 3. They're Yazidi, a religious minority whose members have been slaughtered by Islamic State in Iraq. Sumoki says ISIS executes Yazidi men, rapes women, and sells children into slavery. In Europe, he hopes to find peace. I ask him if he wants to stay in Greece. No, he says, I want to go to Germany. Germany is the dream destination for most migrants here. Greece is just the first stop in the European Union. For the last year, migrants have traveled from Greece through the Balkans and Austria to reach Germany. But now Austria has restricted the flow of asylum seekers, and Balkan countries have followed suit. Many migrants, including those from Afghanistan, are now banned from crossing into the Balkans from Greece. Suma Ahmadi is 16 and from Afghanistan's Baghlan province. She says the Taliban killed her father for being Hazara, a persecuted Shia minority.
I cannot live in Afghanistan. Very dangerous.
She cries because the route to Germany is now closed.
I want to please open the door. I very need is the good life.
Ahmad Zia used to run a jewelry shop in Kandahar. He's angry that Germany says parts of Afghanistan are safe.
Safe? Who said safe? All this bomb blasting, target killing, kidnapping. We faced all the situation. If it was safe, I was not here.
He's with his wife, sons, brothers, and mother. They sold everything to pay $7,000 to smugglers to make this journey.
This is my last point, last chance. I don't have behind of me anything. Finished.
As Zia weighs his options, 39-year-old Eleftherios Klidaki hands out milk to moms with infants. She says EU leaders don't want to deal with migrants anymore, and so they want to ring-fence them in Greece and forget about them. These are human beings, she says. Europeans could be in their shoes tomorrow, and if no one helped, they would ask why. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.